And Mary pondered these things in her heart. Well, I guess she did. Her oldest son had abandoned the family and moved away. He had gone and he started casting out demons and being a sorcerer, doing magic. Now, some people were calling them miracles. But the scuttlebutt around the Sea of Galilee was that he had gone Jesus erotic. 12 men had agreed to join him and become the band of brothers, and they moved, or Jesus moved, 20 miles away from his hometown to Capernaum. But the news back in Nazareth was that that boy of hers had gone mad, and worse yet, Beelzebub, Satan, had infiltrated his heart. Mary in Nazareth could only wring her hands and cry in prayer to God concerning her son. That boy, born under the Spirit of Yahweh, was out of his mind. Mad, mentally ill, filled with Satan. What's the mother to do? The scribes and the Pharisees, they had gotten wind of Jesus. There's no question that he was breaking the laws of Moses. And they had gotten a lot of telegrams from all over the place, especially from Capernaum around the coastlines of Galilee, that this Jesus was something that they needed to deal with. So the scribes or Pharisees sent a delegation up to Capernaum to see what was going on and to bring charges against Jesus if that was necessary. So this delegation of Pharisees went 85 miles north to Capernaum to see this madman. This was serious. Having the likes of Jesus roaming the hills and dales. After all, the Pharisees had others they needed to deal with. They had other people who were claiming to be the Messiah, other people who were casting out demons. Those ill-begotten ones, they need to be dealt with. But right now, the attention needed to be focused on Jesus. They needed to cripple his popularity. They needed to calm him down or stop him altogether. So that was their strategy as they went to Capernaum to accuse him of not having God in his heart, but having Beelzebub in his heart, being a sorcerer, casting out demons, and other activities of Satan. He had to be stopped. That was their game plan. Jesus had just handpicked 12 men. Right before the scripture that Mary read, it tells you of the list of men that were picked. And what did he want to do? He wanted to take those 12 men and ripen them into good fruit for God. And he wanted an evening just to relax with them. An evening around a meal of tilapia, onion and lentils and bread and wine. And after they dined together, he was going to lay out his plan of how he was going to bring forth the kingdom of God. And he told these 12 how he was going to do it. I'm going to do it through love. You're going to bring the kingdom of God about with love, not hate and not the sword. A query came across the face of Peter and Judas. We've all got them. The the least favorite cousin. And like that least favorite cousin who shows up right at dinner time when you didn't expect him, this crowd of people comes and interrupts this whole event with Jesus and his disciples. And they want something. They don't want to interrupt his dinner as much as they want to be healed. They want the demons driven out of them. They want the spells cast out of them. They wanted to be free from the evil within them. And they came shouting for this, asking Jesus, this person, who did he have, God or Satan, to drive out the demons? Well, now you know as well as I do, some of them didn't go in there shouting, wanting that. They went in for the tilapia and for the bread. Because that's what our cousin would do. Nonetheless, Jesus was forced from the table to attend to these folks who wanted some kind of healing and release from their demons. If I'd been a disciple that day in ancient Capernaum, I'd had some trouble. I haven't had any trouble at all with Jesus talking about bringing in the kingdom of God with loving. I agree with that. It was the crowds that I had trouble with. All of a sudden, in that little cottage, it was filled with people. And if I would have been a disciple stuck in the corner with all those people shouting and talking, and some of them eating tilapia, but I would just, the anxiety meter needle would have just started pinging over into the red. Because when there's a lot of people in a small space, all of those people are taking up my air, and I start getting anxious. So I have to figure out a way to deal with it. And I have one magic app that I know about, and that is I can get out of a crowded room without anybody noticing it. I spent years practicing this, and I can do it pretty good. And I can really do it good when the room is full of extroverts. Because extroverts like to talk, and they like to talk over each other, and it's just a big old, it's terrible. Because all that noise just drives me crazy. So I had to resign right then and there from being a disciple, because I couldn't take the crowds. And I knew if he got a crowd on that night, he was going to get more of them, and all these crowds were going to take my air, and I'd have to move. So I'd have to move. And as I was walking out the door, making my way through that crowd, yes, I would have reached over and picked up a piece of bread and took it with me. I'd have left the tilapia because I don't like tilapia for one thing. That was my parents' fish. Give me cod and give me some salmon from the northern Pacific in Alaska, and I'm happy. So I'd have just left with the bread. The scribes. They show up. That's Beelzebub, by the way. So the scribes show up, and just like splitting the Red Sea like Moses, they walk right through the crowd. Beelzebub, they shout as they look Jesus in the eye. And as they shouted, it would be like shouting fire down to the Walmart, and everybody would have just ran out. And then they would have stopped at the door and looked back in and see what was going on. And that's what the crowd did. They ran out and left the room to the scribes and to Jesus. And they quizzed Jesus about his relationship with Satan. And while he was casting out demons, doing magic. And then Jesus interrupts them with a significant theological question. When I say that I am filled with Satan, as you say I am, now let me get this wrong. If I'm filled with Satan, I cast out demons. Of course, you tell me I'm casting out demons. I cast out demons of Satan from people's bodies. Then how can I be filled with Satan? Jesus said, come on, guys, this doesn't make any sense. Would I not be harming myself and Satan if I was going around casting out Satan and casting out demons? That's ludicrous. I'm the Son of God. I come to cast out demons, to cast out Satan, to bring forth the kingdom of God. While this bantering back and forth between the Pharisees and Jesus was going on, Mary and her sons and her daughter arrived to take Jesus back to Nazareth. See, Jesus needs some rest, some chicken soup, some mother's love and care, because her son was beside himself. He was mad. And the crowd had their ears pressed against the cottage wall, trying to listen in what was going on inside. And those who were standing at the door, they had a first row seat. They weren't about to give it up so Mary could walk through and get her son. So Jesus and the Pharisees are there sitting around the table, and they're not eating a blooming onion. No, they're talking about things of the heart. And all of them, all of those Pharisees, got hot around the collar. And that band of brothers that Jesus had just picked are over in the corner, huddled, wondering what in the world have they got themselves into. And then Jesus shoots the volley. The strong man, that means Satan. The strong man, I'm going to go in, I'm going to tie him up, and I'm going to plunder his house. In other words, I'm going to get rid of Satan and all the people who believe in him and all the demons. And then he points his finger. His mother told him never to point his finger, but he does this time. At the Pharisees. And he says to them something that they can't believe. But he was right. He was right on target. You Pharisees have committed the biggest crime of all. You accuse me of being filled with Beelzebub, but you've committed the biggest crime out of the law of Moses. And the biggest, most serious crime of death is to blaspheme against the Holy Spirit. And because you have blasphemed against the Holy Spirit, you are deemed eternally to death. Because that's what the law says. And it is you, Pharisees, that has broken the law. Only a madman will go against the Pharisees and tell them that they had been indicted to eternal death. But in this case, it was the Son of God telling them that. Well, Mary could only hope to get a message to Jesus through all the crowd as she and his brothers and sister were outside. And perhaps this was going to be the first mental health intervention in history of what Mary wanted to do. Well, now there was David and Jonathan, they thought about doing an intervention with Saul, Jonathan's father, but then, well, Saul's mood swings were kind of violent, so they decided not to. But Mary wanted to give her son. And then what does Jesus do? Jesus rejects his own mother. Yes, in fact, he must have gone mad. He rejects her. What man would reject his own family and say that all of humanity, all mothers, all brothers, all sisters, everyone is a part of my family? But my friends, all of that is what happened in that ancient day in Capernaum. What person would love all of humanity so much that he would die for humanity? Would die for the known and the unknown in human history. Some say a madman would. I say Jesus, the Christ, would and did. The disciples remembered long after that night in Capernaum the tilapia and the onions and the lentils, the bread and the wine and the crowds and the Pharisees and the accusation made to Jesus. And they also remember that night when Jesus said, "This bread represents my body. This cup represents my blood. Eat and drink and remember me, Christ, who came to forgive and to forget your sins and invite you to participate in eternal life and have entrance into the heavenly gates." That's what he invited his 12 to remember him. For us today, the demon has been driven out. Through the sacrifice of Jesus, his broken body, his spilled blood. Jesus is here today. Jesus is in this morsel of bread. Jesus is here today in this sip of juice. Take a second just to go ahead and open your packet and take the bread out and do the wine. Disciples remembered, and we come to remember this day that Jesus the Christ went to the cross for all humanity, for us, so that the demons could be driven out, so that our hearts could be filled with love and with doing the kingdom of God. And Jesus, so says the scripture, took bread and broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This represents my body broken for you." And he took the cup. And he said, "My blood is going to be spilled for you. My blood is the blood of healing. Take, drink, and every time you do, remember me, because I'm with you always." Thank goodness we're not in ancient Capernaum. And thank goodness we're in this valley to do what the disciples did, to remember Jesus, to have Jesus in our hearts, and to go and spread the kingdom of God. Our closing hymn is, "Who is my mother? Who is my brother?" You'll see the words on the screen.